On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, Season 1, Episode 20.
But I had actually turned it down when they asked me. They came to my club and then asked me, what do you think about being area governor? And I said, I don't really think about it.
Ever wonder what's behind the curtain? This week, immediate past District 10 Governor Tony Green reflects on his year on the table. This is On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, a podcast production of District 10 Toastmasters International. We're here today to talk about your track to Toastmasters success. I'm District 10's DTM Mentorship Chair, Kim Craggy. Tony served as our last district governor because the incoming governor, Jenny Lee Taylor, will be called a district director. Tony Green has served on the leadership team of District 10 several times over the years, and today we talk about the year he's just finished, the good and the bad, and what he has learned.
So how did you come to join Toastmasters?
I came to join Toastmasters in June of 2003, and the reason why I joined was to become a more polished speaker. Mm-hmm. Someone saw me speak at a Bowling Green banquet and thought I was okay, but just need to come to Toastmasters to be more polished.
Uh-huh.
So I never came for anything but that. That was the purpose.
Yeah. Well, you ended up in leadership. You've got your DTM.
Yes, ma'am.
How many DTMs do you have?
I have one DTM.
Just one?
Just one.
You're going to get another one this year?
I'm going to try and work on getting one more.
Okay.
Maybe two, but definitely one more.
Okay. So how long did it take you to get the DTM?
The first DTM took me a little over 7 years.
Okay.
Because I really didn't grasp the concept and it really didn't matter to me.
Right.
But then there were people that impressed upon me that, hey, you really want to try and get a DTM because you're in leadership one.
Yeah.
And we're selling a product on using our leadership track and our communication track. And here it is, someone sitting in front of me that's a CTM, meaning competent communicator. And okay, don't even have that designation anymore. So that was one reason. And then I started thinking about it, and it made some sense to me.
Sure. Okay. And did that change anything else in your professional or personal life, getting the DTM? Or was it just a personal goal you felt that was worth the effort?
I think it was a personal goal that was worth the effort. I don't think it really changed me as it relates to interacting with people and how I go about my business, but I think it was just a sense of accomplishment.
What's the hardest thing you've had to do in Toastmasters?
As it relates to my district governor position or just in
Toastmasters as a whole? Was it your first icebreaker? Was it taking your first district role?
I would say taking my first district role.
Yeah.
That I think that was difficult because I actually turned it down and called the person back.
Did you?
Yes. I turned it down and I called them back at the last minute and said, I'll be an area governor.
Okay.
But I had actually turned it down when they asked me. They came to my club and then asked me, what do you think about being area governor? And I said, I don't really think about it.
You are finishing up your year.
Mm-hmm.
You've had an interesting road. What was the best part of it?
The best thing about it was, despite where we were, I think at some point my colleagues locked in and said, okay, this is the hand we're dealt with. Let's stay the course, and all of us have to be together on it.
Right.
I think at some point my colleagues were sold on me, were sold on Toastmaster Taylor, and once we brought along Toastmaster Wiley, I think at some point they were sold it. Okay, that's what we have. Let's go with it. I can't tell you when it was that they realized that he's the right guy for district governor.
I saw you change significantly in December from being somebody who seemed to be filling the role and feeling like the boots were too big. Mm-hmm. And then after the meeting where you had to deal with the LGM crisis, you were a different person after that as a leader. You grew into those boots.
Okay.
And that's my perspective. But in talking with other people, I've heard very, very much the same thing, that was a turning point. Did you see that as a turning point?
I think there were various moves that we made that seemed to work out. But I think that's the one that most people are going to grab a hold to because it was such a high-profile situation. Sure. And because it was a situation where people were saying, man, this is a big move. You don't really want, or do you really want to do this? You do understand mm-hmm. what this impact is. But when they saw that we did that, I think it was, okay, man, he's really going to do that. And I think that changed the face of what some people may have perceived about us as a trio and said, okay, man, that's a gutsy move to make.
It was.
Mid-year, and who are you going to get? And when they heard the process was, okay, how's he going to be able to make meetings? He's sergeant in arms right now, and he's not here for that. Are we really going to put him in? Mm-hmm. And I think it was, okay, this is getting ready to blow up in his face. It's just a question of when. And when it didn't, I was thankful that it didn't because, of course, there would have been a lot of egg on my face. But it ended up, somehow, we were blessed it worked out. But I think for most people, because that was such a high-profile situation, I think that, if you talk to people, that may be the turning point for them.
Yes, it was. For a lot of people, it was.
Okay.
What'd you learn from that?
What I learned from that is people, you have to understand the magnitude of a position. There's a difference between being put in a role and, okay, it's only a one-year gig and I'll do what's needed, as opposed to saying, okay, there's a certain way I need to carry myself in this position mm-hmm. because of the magnitude of it. I am two steps away from being district governor, or I am district governor.
Yeah.
So when I come to a meeting and my hair is not combed, or I've got a jelly stain on my shirt, it's a little different than a member because they don't really care about Sam the member. But you know, Tony Green showed up in a district conference with a yellow shirt on and a big ketchup stain. That's noticed. And I learned that sometimes, ma'am, the lights are a little too bright for some people. And we have to basically let someone know that the lights are a little too bright for me right now, philosophically. Mm-hmm. And I need to step back, or I need someone to show me how I need to carry myself when the light is this bright. And it's any of us.
Who were your mentors in this role?
I didn't have anyone that I just relied on, that I call late at night. I had situations that I may run by someone, for instance. But I relied more on being in the trio and watching mm-hmm. certain district governors. Mm-hmm. And watching my interaction with them, as well as how they handled certain situations, what worked, what didn't, but also watching how people reacted to what they did. And I knew that I didn't want to be that boss that as soon as his car pulls up in the parking lot, people immediately get sick. They get scared. And it's, okay, the devil's here. Let me get back to my cubicle. I didn't want to be that guy unless there was a reason for it. I mean, if you did something wrong, okay, there's a reason why you should hate me coming to your office.
Right.
But I didn't want to be a situation where people feared me simply because of the position. And that was one of the things that I wanted to do. I wanted people to respect Tony Green and not respect the position.
You're at the end of your year. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do next? Are you going to Disneyland?
Well, I'm scheduled to go to Las Vegas. And I understand if we meet certain goals, there's certain things that they will give me as complimentary, which is great. But now the thing for me that I have to keep in mind and make sure I keep on my radar is that I must make sure that Ms. Taylor is successful. I'm immediate past district governor. Nothing else right now should matter except for that. Mm-hmm. Don't have any idea how she's going to use me, but my phone needs to stay on the ready. And when she calls, I need to either say, ma'am, I can do that, or I can't do it, but let me call someone who can, because I want her to be as successful as me or better. But I have to be part of that process mm-hmm. and be ready to help where I can help.
That's the perfect place to end this. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks to immediate past district governor Tony Green for taking some time with us today. Congratulations to the entire trio for leaving the district to select distinguished status. We are starting the contest season. If you've been asked to be a judge and you're inclined to turn it down, go listen to our previous episode, Say Yes to Contests, Ways to Improve Judging. The link is in today's show notes. I lost the humor speech contest in my club this week. The rules against talking to the judges to get their feedback is killing me. But it does make me available to judge at your contest. Let me know if I can be there for you. The TLI season is in full swing. If you're a club officer, have you been trained yet? District10.org has a list of the remaining officer and leadership training sessions for Northeastern Ohio. You do not have to be an officer to attend, but officers should be there. Check them out on our website. District 10 Clubs. The district is now on meetup.com. We want your meetings on this great tool for reaching out to new potential members. Contact Program Quality Director Dave Wiley, and he'll link you to someone who can help you. One club put their meeting up, and a week later got a visitor from 40 miles away. She passed the sights of at least a half dozen other clubs. If your club isn't on Meetup yet, why not? I visited a prison club recently that's been having trouble getting advanced manuals. I bought the whole set, and I know I'm not going to use some of them. Same with some of the older materials that we can now download from Toastmasters International, such as the Better Speaker and Successful Club series. If you've got some materials to spare, why not check with the prison club in your division or district so that people who need them can have them? Welcome to the new District 10 trio. Jenny Lee Taylor is now our district director. Dave Wiley is now our program quality director. And Tim Judah is our club growth director. I know, we'll all still call them by their old names for a long time yet, except for Elgit, which I'm going to call PDQ because I want to. I must admit, calling a sergeant at arms a logistical director amuses me greatly. We wish the new trio well with the exciting adventure of leading District 10. You're probably wondering what's going on with the fall conference. If you're interested in helping out, the Central Division is hosting the conference and the search is on for volunteers. Contact Dave Wiley, our Program Quality Director, and let him know of your interest. Our music today is from Incompetech.com. As always, we could use some reviews on iTunes. In less than a minute, you could leave me some stars to help this podcast reach out to more people. Meeting adjourned.